Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the Word of the Lord this morning, to the book of Psalms, Psalm 107 and chapter verse 2. We'll read some scripture there in just a moment. While you're finding that, we welcome all of our folks that are listening and having church with us on Facebook and also on HLE Radio, and pray that you will be blessed this morning by the Word of the Lord. God touches your life. You'll never be the same again. Praise the Lord. From the book of Psalm 107, second verse, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Are you redeemed this morning? Oh, yeah. If you're redeemed, the Bible says you can tell the world about it. Huh? Because you're something special in God if you are redeemed today. Because that's what he came and died for, that we might be redeemed. Christ is the Redeemer. You and I are the redeemed. The Old Testament has much to say about the Redeemer, the one that was to come. The prophecy of the Redeemer to come is all over the words of the pages of the Old Testament. And in most of the prophecies, he was viewed as a coming Redeemer, one that hadn't got here to this earth yet, but was on his way here. He was the coming Redeemer in the future. And yet they rejoiced. They rejoiced over the fact that they knew, because they could see by faith, a Redeemer that was coming to this world. They could not see him, but they believed by faith. And when you begin to believe by faith the things that you can't see, then you put yourself in the category of a lot of great people, great prophecies, great preachers of the past who did not see it but believed it. The Bible says that of all those who did not see, and Jesus even told that to Thomas. He said, "Thomas, you believe because you touched my hands and you touched my feet and you've seen me. But more blessed are they that have not seen me but yet believe." Amen. That's an exercise of your faith. Yeah, I don't have to see it. I believe it. And when I believe it by faith, I see it in the Spirit. These people saw it, the future. 2,024 years ago, their faith was rewarded. And the Redeemer came to this earth. And he came for that purpose, that he might redeem those who would be willing to come to him. He spent 33 years on this old earth, but in the last 3 years of his life, he turned this world upside down. He brought about a change in this world. The world has never been the same since the Redeemer came. It'll never be the same as it was before, because the Redeemer came. Now you and I can praise the Lord and say, "I am redeemed. I'm redeemed," the old song said, "by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine." Oh, all to him I now resign. Thank God I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And while I'm redeemed, I'm going to say so. The devil don't like it when you say, "I'm redeemed." Oh, no, the devil hates you when you say, "I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb." Now, when you become one of the redeemed, you also have the power to speak to the enemy that comes against you, because you're in that category of those who have been redeemed. Those who are not saved this morning don't have that authority to speak to the devil. And so the devil speaks to them. And the evil spirits that are in this world today are controlling their lives. And he tries to control the lives of the redeemed. But the one who is redeemed can look at the devil and say, "Depart from me, go from me. I'm not going to entertain you today. Because I am redeemed. I have the power to work against the works of Satan under the redemptive power of the Lord Jesus Christ." And there are so many benefits to being redeemed. Our benefit, of course, of redemption begins at salvation. When you give your heart to the Lord, when you get saved, that's when the redemptive process begins in your life. And it goes with us throughout our daily lives, because it becomes a part of our sanctification. And our sanctification has to do with how we walk in the Lord every day. The devil's a liar. I'm still going to preach. He walks in a glorious communion with God. When we walk that way, then we are walking in sanctification. And sanctification is what sets us apart. And our redemption becomes a part of that walk of sanctification because we walk as a redeemed person. We walk as a born-again person. Our lives have changed from what we used to be to what we are in Christ Jesus. And in that, we have power over the works of the enemy. And if you don't have any power over Satan this morning, it's because you're not walking that redemptive walk. If the devil is always after you and continuing to try to destroy you, and which he's going to try to do, but you have the power to rebuke him and remove him from your presence. That's where the peace of God comes in. You don't have any peace when the devil's after you. No. When you let him get too close, when you open the door sometimes, and he comes in and does his ugly work, there's no peace in there. But when you take your position in Christ as one who has been redeemed and you walk in redemptive walk with him, your sanctification becomes a part of your life with the redemption that God has given us when he saved us on the cross. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You see, when you understand how your life should be now as a redeemed individual, it will bless you in so many ways. The Bible says you can't even contain them. You can't count them, the blessings of the Lord. Only the redeemed can say, "I'm saved and I know that I am." Only the redeemed can say that. If you can say, "I'm saved and I know that I am," then you are redeemed this morning. You should have joy in your heart. You should have a smile on your face. Don't look at me like you're mad at me. The joy of the Lord. We spoke about it the other day. Joy of the Lord is our strength. That's part of our redemptive process. Keeping that joy in the heart. Some Christians walk around with an old stone face. You couldn't tell they were Christians. That's a fact. And if they smiled, they would crack. No, put some joy. Put some joy in your step. The steps of a righteous person are ordained of God. Walk in righteousness. Have joy in your spirit. Tell the world, "I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed by blood divine." Only the redeemed can say, "I am healed by the blood of the Lamb." The world don't know anything about God's healing. God heals in many different ways. You can't put God in a box. Somebody said, you believe God heals by medication? I sure do. Why? Well, he created what the medicine's made of. God created it all. This world is his, and the abundance of it belongs to him. Now, if you want to be dumb enough to be sick and not take your medicine, that's your business. But I'd rather give the Lord glory and praise and honor for that which he has allowed us to partake of to make us feel better, to give us healing. Now, that doesn't take the place of divine healing. Because when God touches your life with a divine healing, you don't need no more medicine. And he does that, as I've often said, God heals us every day. There's something wrong with us every day that needs God's touch. And he's a healer that touches our lives every day because we walk with him as redeemed individuals. Only the redeemed can say, I'm safe and secure in Jesus Christ. The world can't say that. They don't know him that way. They only know him as a babe in the manger. So they can celebrate. Have a party. Put up the little scene so Jesus can be seen as a baby. They don't want to know him in his ministry. They don't want to know what he did in 3 years of his life. They don't want to know what he is today. They don't want to know him as the Redeemer. So they can't say what we say. Only the redeemed can say, I'm on my way to heaven, and the journey gets sweeter every day. Only the redeemed can say that. That's why you're so different. That's why we're peculiar. Yeah, people look at us and laugh. Go ahead, laugh. I got some news for you, babe. Enjoy your life. Live it in sin if you want to. And give all the credit to Satan. Don't give any glory to God. Because the Bible says that's your reward. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. The sin has its reward. And the wages of sin becomes death. And only the redeemed can say, I'm on my way to heaven, and the journey gets sweeter every day. Only the redeemed can say, I'm walking up the King's highway. Only the pure in heart can walk that King's highway. Only the redeemed can say that. Only the redeemed can say, I'm a child of the King. A child of the King. I'm different. I'm peculiar. And I am that way because I'm redeemed. You see, being redeemed has its challenges. Challenges that can only be overcome by the one who walks with us, in us. Giving us power to overcome those challenges that come our way. Sickness and disease and hurt and pain and sorrow and all the things the evil world can place upon us, we have to endure. But you see, we don't mourn as those who have no hope. We don't cry and carry on as those who have no hope. Because we have the hope of glory that lives in us. And you can only have the hope of glory living in you if you have been redeemed. And then he tells us to use that redemptive power within us to redeem the times. Because the times are growing nearer, closer, every day to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The world doesn't want to hear it. And so many so-called Christians don't want to hear it. You'd be surprised how much of religion out there does not even believe the Lord's coming back again. When it's so plainly written in His Word. If I'm not mistaken, the Bible says if you don't believe just a little bit of it, then you don't believe all of it. Ooh. Yeah. We can't pick and choose what we believe. We have to take this whole gospel, full gospel, live it and believe it. Not just what we makes us happy or makes us feel good. There's a lot of things that make us feel good, make us happy. The joy of the Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, man, you can get happy with that. But you also have to have something inside of you when the joy is not so prevalent in your life. When there's hurt and pain and sorrow, it's going to come to us. But we are overcomers. We overcome because we have an anointing within us. We have redemptive power in us. We have to walk in that power every day. Scripture says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You can't get that anywhere else or any other way except through Jesus Christ. That anointing came to us when Jesus said, I'm going to send back a comforter. I'm not going to leave you without power. He didn't just save us and set us aside and say, well, go do the best you can. No. He knew the power of the enemy would be coming against us any way that it could. And he still does it. But Jesus said, I'm going to send back a comforter. He's going to take care of you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. He's going to teach you. So we're not alone. Never does he leave us alone. We are redeemed. And in that redemption of the Lord, he brings us deliverance from the power of death, hell, and the grave. There's no sweeter song than this, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I have it on a CD in my truck, and I play it over and over and over again. Why? There's no sweeter sounds to the individual who is born again than to be able to sing the song and say with the Lord, I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. Oh, yes, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My favorite, one of my favorite singers is gone to glory now. But y'all remember Brother Jesse. Was it Dixon or Nixon? Walking that highway to heaven. Glory to God. Yeah, he's on that tape too. Yeah, we shout together all the time. You say, oh, that's dumb. Yeah, you're right. That's dumb to this world. But God said, if you glorify me, if you honor me and you glorify me, if you're not ashamed of me before men, I'll not be ashamed of you before the Father. But if you are ashamed of me before this world, he said, I'm going to be ashamed of you before the Father. Oh, I don't care if the world shames me. Long as I have no shame before the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to stand before the bar one day and say, hear God say, why were you ashamed of me before men? When I gave you life, I gave you eternal life. I gave my life for you. I have given you life eternal. Oh, Don't be ashamed. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, he suffered for those statements more than you and I will ever suffer for them. There's no sweeter song. Saved by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. But we must also know that the redeemed are the target of the enemy. Satan is out to kill you. He has come to kill, to steal, to destroy. The first thing he wants to destroy is your faith. You can't walk in redemption. You can't walk in pure sanctification before God if you don't have faith in Him. Your faith is what has brought you this far with the Lord. Your faith is what will take you all the way through. The Bible says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. You and I cannot endure without our faith anchored in Christ and Him crucified. Because in that we draw the strength that Jesus gives us. The power to overcome the works of the devil. So many so-called Christians today call themselves Christians, yet they subject themselves to the works of the devil. Evil spirits governing their lives. Oh, you see, sin, which has been kindled by a fire in hell, is also kindling fires on this earth. If there was one word that would answer the question that many, many millions of people have today, why is this world in the condition that it's in? Why do we have to go through all the things that we have to endure? Why? 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 They always want to know why. One word answers that question. Sin. When sin entered into the world, when sin came in the garden that day, mankind lost its dominion that God had given him. God had given to Adam dominion. He said, I've given you dominion over everything that you see. Everything that you can imagine. Adam was the smartest man that ever lived. God gave him such knowledge and wisdom that Adam had enough wisdom in him to name the animals. You wonder how animals got their name. They were named by Adam in the garden. Yeah. Smartest man that ever lived. Turned out to be the dumbest man that ever lived. Ventured off into sin and lost the dominion. And when he lost the dominion God gave to man, Satan took over. And Satan is the father of sin. And sin is what governs this world today. And that's what brings the problems that we have in our own lives today. But we have a Redeemer. The Bible says, by one man, sin came into this world. Death came into this world. That was the first Adam. But there's another Adam that came. And by the second Adam, Jesus Christ, the Bible says we are saved from the sin of the first Adam. He hung on a cross and delivered us from the sin that came in the Garden of Eden and has followed mankind ever since and will follow mankind until Jesus comes. Does away with it. The redeemed of the Lord have been delivered from the power of sin, death, hell, and the grave. This is why we must continually let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Part of your sanctification has to be this statement, I am redeemed. And I walk in that redemption power. And I can do it only because there is one who gave me power when he died on the old rugged cross. And he destroyed Satan and sin. And in doing so, he said, if you will come to me, I will destroy that sin in your life. No, listen, we have to learn how to call upon Jesus. Or if you don't even know how to pray, call upon Jesus. Because when you call upon him, he hears your cry. Amen. And he has promised us that if we believe that he hears what we pray about and call upon him for, he will answer it. The first step toward having this redemption in your life is to believe that he is. The Bible says you have to believe that he is. Is what? He is the creator of all things. He's the giver and the preserver of all life. The world and all of its abundance belongs to him. Satan has just barred it for a little while. Oh, but he is. When you believe that he is, you believe he is everything he said he is in this world. Jesus said it over and over again. He said, I am. Now, we can say it also in him. Because he said, I am, we can say, I am redeemed. I am set free. I am walking in victory this morning. I have that victory song in my heart because I'm redeemed. Redeemed. Oh, the nation of Israel, they, in their captivity, the Bible tells us, the enemy required of them a song. They were taken off into captivity. They had become enslaved. And the enemy said, why don't you sing us a song of victory? And they said, we can't sing a song because we're in a strange land. So the Bible says they hung their harps on the willow tree. And instead of singing, they began to cry. Oh me, oh my. Yeah. A lot of folks today have hung their harps on a willow tree because they're in a strange land. They can't sing the victory song. Oh, no, you can't have victory when you're in a strange land. And I want you to know they hung their harps there and they cried out. How can we sing a victory song in a strange land? Some of you folks think you can't sing. I guarantee you, when one of your favorite songs came on the radio, you started helping them sing it, even though you can't sing. Well, you can't sing in church either, huh?
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.